It's All Things Considered on Michigan Radio. I'm Jennifer White.
I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Robert Siegel.
This week, the hearings for Detroit's municipal bankruptcy are being held. Judge Stephen Rhodes is deciding whether the city is eligible for Chapter 9 protection. Both Governor Snyder and Detroit Emergency Manager Kevin Orr have testified. They both argue that bankruptcy is Detroit's only path to solvency. Joining us now is John Pottow, professor of law at the University of Michigan. He specializes in bankruptcy and consumer protection. John, welcome.
Thank you, Jen.
So some of Detroit's creditors, including unions, the pension fund, and retirees, say the state did not negotiate in good faith. In this context, what does bargaining in good faith really mean?
It's a great question, and it's we have an expression in law that says you look at the length of the Lord Chancellor's foot, which means that it's a subjective determination that is difficult to predict in advance. The theory behind the good faith requirement is that bankruptcy in Chapter 9 should not be easy for a city to go into. It's a last resort because under our federalist system of constitutional law, states should generally sort out their own cities and political subdivisions if they're having financial problems. So we have to perform a fact-intensive analysis, which is why Judge Rhodes is having a trial with witnesses giving testimony and being cross-examined about whether and to what extent they negotiated with the creditors before the Chapter 9 was filed. Obviously, the biggest theme, I would say, of the objectors, that's to say the pension funds who object to the Chapter 9 filing, is that there was a scheme, a plan, a conspiracy. The fix was in. The governor was always going to file a Chapter 9. He knew he was going to file a Chapter 9. He hired Kevin Orr, who's a bankruptcy lawyer, and from the get-go, they knew they were going to file a bankruptcy petition. Maybe they had some window dressing hearings, but this was all part of a larger scheme. So what you see in dragging the governor and the financial manager before Judge Rhodes is to put the questions to them. How many meetings did you have? When did you decide what you were going to do? When did you pick Orr? And what Judge Rhodes is looking for is, were they really trying to negotiate in good faith? And were they having discussions? Were they showing numbers to people? Were they coming up with plans? Were they taking calls? Were they offering meetings? Were they making a genuine attempt to come to some sort of consensual resolution? Would you guys be willing to take a 80% haircut, a 90% haircut? How about you give us 100 years to pay off the loans? These sorts of questions. What doesn't matter so much is the substance. It doesn't matter how much they were asking for concessions to take. What matters more is the procedure. Were they trying? Were they talking to people? Were they having an inclusive process?
So you have the good faith issue. You have the status of the city's assets. Are there other issues Judge Rhodes has to take into consideration?
Yeah, I think the hardest issue about this is this Michigan constitutional provision about the protecting the pensions. And this gets to what's animating the objectors and the unions is, you know, first of all, why would the governor want to rush Detroit into bankruptcy? Bankruptcy is not something people generally clamor toward. And their concern is that because of this protection the workers have under the state constitution, that the governor might be trying to use the federal bankruptcy law as a way to get around the Michigan Constitution. Now, Judge Rhodes hasn't decided what the scope of the Michigan Constitution is, so he may decide it doesn't apply to a bankruptcy, or he may decide, you know what, this Michigan Constitution binds you in a federal bankruptcy proceeding as well. But the truth of the matter is we don't know. It's unprecedented. We don't have a lot of case law on it. Chapter 9 proceedings are very infrequent. So I think the hostility to the Chapter 9, the reason why the unions are fighting it so much is they're worried that Chapter 9 presents a risk to their pensions. And that would be why the governor is trying to use Chapter 9 as a way to get around the Michigan constitutional provision. Nothing's been decided yet, but I think it's pretty obvious that they're trying to get it kicked out of Chapter 9 as a way to give them maximal pension protection.
What happens if Judge Rhodes decides Detroit is not actually eligible to file for Chapter 9 bankruptcy? What options are available to the city?
Well, it's very simple. If they're ineligible, Judge Rhodes dismisses the case, and of course the city can appeal up through the federal court, so go up to the Sixth Circuit or whatever. And if you're kicked out of bankruptcy, you're back to where you started. You're back to a bunch of creditors, bondholders who are owed money that the city can't afford to pay. You're back to pension holders who have deficiencies in their pension claims that the city can't afford to pay. And so you'll have to have some meeting in a room where they all come to agreement. The advantage of doing it in bankruptcy, which is I think why the city wants to do it, is if you have mostly agreement. So if you get, let's say, you know, a supermajority, like 80% of the creditors say, this is a fair deal, let's all take a 30% reduction on our debt, then in bankruptcy you can have a vote and the supermajority can outvote the minority. So it's a power to bind a dissident group in bankruptcy. Outside of bankruptcy, you can't do that. So you have to get every single person has to agree to a concession.
John Padow is professor of law at the University of Michigan. John, thanks for talking to us.
My pleasure, Jen.